weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Year-end sales of vinyl records show they enjoyed a staggering renaissance in 2016, jumping to their highest level in 25 years. More than 3.2 million LPs were sold last year. That's a rise of 53% on 2015. David Bowie was the biggest vinyl seller of 2016, following his death a year ago. Cambridge 105's Greg Butler, you'll know him, the Kip of the Cat show, trades in vinyl, and he's on the line now. Hello, Greg. Happy New Year.
Hello, Julian. Yes, Happy New Year to you.
So what's the explanation behind all of this? I've noticed even in the local supermarket they've started selling vinyl again. I don't think I've seen any vinyl since Woolworths closed.
Yes, indeed. In fact, it's been growing for the last 10 years, year on year, at about sort of 30%. This year was over 50% jump in sales. And I think it's just people waking up to really understanding that when you're buying a download, you're not buying anything at all. And download sales are plummeting.
Because it's interesting, there was this, I don't have any figures for either the download sales or indeed for CDs, but there was this moment, I think, last year when vinyl eclipsed CD, and at that point it seemed to suggest that it was going in two directions. The people who didn't really care to own anything, and they were either downloading or listening to streaming music services, not actually owning anything physical or virtual. And then at the other end of the market, there's the people who are really keen on their music. And while it's a long way from the vinyl sales of years gone by, they wanted to hear things in the best possible quality.
Yeah, I mean, I think there will always be CD sales, I think. But I think downloads are really not the way. Streaming is definitely taking off. And I think what's happening is that day to day, people are streaming music, and that way they can listen to new things as well, you know, on various services that are available online. And once they find something they really like, or they want to own something, they're buying vinyl and owning that, and they see it a bit more as an investment.
Yeah, it's curious. The list of we've got the list of the top 10 vinyl artist albums chart, and yeah. The number one, as I mentioned in the introduction, was David Bowie and his Black Star album. I think his last album before he left us last year. But the other artists, we've got Nirvana, we've got Prince, we've got the Beatles, precisely, yeah. Fleetwood Mac, yeah. Radiohead. The only one which does stick out a little bit is the soundtrack of Guardians of the Galaxy, which I'm assuming, that's a number three, which I'm assuming it just has a whole load of other classic artists on it.
Yeah, I don't have that album, so I can't tell you, but I bet you it does. I bet you it has.
But is that typical? Are people, I wonder if it's a slightly older audience going out and either replacing vinyl or maybe replacing the CDs?
I think it's two different audiences. Yes, you do have that audience getting back into collecting records again, but you also have a lot of very young people who's starting to collect vinyl.
But they're surely not buying the Beatles and Fleetwood Mac, are they?
They are. You know, I think if you're going to invest, because it's quite expensive to buy a vinyl album, you're talking £20, sometimes more than that.
Mm.
So if you're going to invest into it, you want something you are going to play more than once, something that stands out in time, something that's a bit more classic. So that's why Rumours is in there at number five, and Sgt. Pepper's in there at number eight. Pink Floyd's in there. All those classic albums are the ones really that people want to own and have a mark in history.
And what about the stores where people are buying these? Because obviously people can buy it from people like you directly by mail order, or perhaps to one of your record fairs. But in the last year, we've seen the closure of HMV in Cambridge, but at the same time we've got the opening of, I think it's Black Barn Records, not too far away on Burley Street. So it seems to suggest a renaissance for the good old-fashioned specialist dealer who knows what he's talking about.
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, if you go down to Cambridge Market, Pete's stall down there on the market's busier than ever. And you obviously have a couple of other record shops in Cambridge as well as Black Barn. Mm. But all on an independent kind of knowledgeable basis. And I think there is obviously some sort of nostalgic thing going on as well. But the kids like looking through them, you know, and looking at the records and looking at the sleeves.
Have you noticed the difference of change in the kind of people who either you see at the record fairs or who call you up looking for that elusive piece of vinyl?
Yeah, I think there is, and it, you know, it really bears out what the market is telling us, that you are getting an influx of younger buyers coming in and buying stuff up. And of course, we have our Cambridge 105, our own record fair in April, April the 8th this year.
Is April the 8th? Is that soon?
Yeah, it's at Mill Road on St Philip's Community Centre.
God, we should no doubt talk about that a little bit near the time. The music which is released, do you think that all artists are starting to release vinyl, or is it still a select few? You know, if we were to go down, say, like the current album chart.
Yeah, I mean, more and more are, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to sell a lot on vinyl. And some artists really don't even bother. You don't see a lot of hip-hop albums on vinyl, for example. You know, but you do see... Now, if there is a classic set of songs, like the Adele albums, they'll be getting into the vinyl charts as well as into the download charts and the, you know, and the CD sales. So there are new artists getting in there. I think, you know, because it's such an investment, it's still at the moment, people are catching up with all the classics.
Mm. And what are people playing them on? I know a record player, obviously, but where are people going to buy, you see, in some of the electronic stores, although they seem to be more the ones which people are using to convert old vinyl into the digital format. If somebody's getting into vinyl, where do they go to buy a suitable record deck?
Well, they can. I mean, even Argos stocks them nowadays. And certainly the big retailers like Lewis's will be able to afford you one. But actually, the quality of some of these vinyl decks is not that great. And you're much better off trying to find a decent second-hand one still. I think the market is still catching up with the fact that vinyl has revived. So a lot of the big manufacturers haven't really got back into making them. Technics have relaunched their famous decks, and they've done a limited run of those, but they're very expensive. So it's actually a good question. I don't think there is as much supply of the decks as there should be.
I sense another feature coming on for another show.
Yeah.
Greg, thank you very much for your time, and keep up the count. Not this week, it'll be next week, in which case,
be
I guess.
Next week, yes. We're looking at the Melodisc and the Esquire record labels, which are jazz record labels.
Okay. Thank you very much. Cambridge 105's Greg Butler on the resurgence of vinyl, which has been announced today. Just before we close on this, Paula has been in touch via the text to say that Johnny Five, our very own Johnny Five from Urban Bassline, is also a vinyl junkie. It's catching. I'm thinking I might have to go up into the loft and pull those old Technics decks down again.